This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, visiting with us is Daryl Brand. He is a registered biodynamic cranial sacral therapist, a polarity practitioner, a licensed massage therapist, and a classically trained musician who speaks and practices and teaches nationally. After a near-death experience in 1999, he began figuring out the harmonic or vibrational structure of the human body. After four more near-death experiences, he realized that what he was working with is the embryological sequence or timeline for the developing fetus. Mr. Brand, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Glad you came out. Glad we could get you on finally. The harmonic structure of the body, how on earth did you figure that perspective out?
Well, I have to admit that I don't really take credit for figuring it out at all. How it came about was back in the mid-90s, I became friends with an older woman. We were in a class together, in a Course in Miracles class, and one day we were out walking, and I said, you know, if you die first, why don't you help me from the other side? And I said, if I die first, I'll, you know, agree to help you from the other side. Well, she was old and sick, so the odds were in my favor, and she ended up dying a couple years later. And about a year after that, all of a sudden, all this material literally started being channeled to me, and I was writing it down because it seemed to be really important. And finally, I sat back and I looked at all this material and realized that I didn't know any of it. It was, by this time, I, as a classically trained musician and someone who'd been in metaphysics and healing, I had really studied sound and healing for many, many years. And what I was writing down was totally foreign to me, yet somehow it was coming through me. And so I realized that I was channeling the material, literally pressure on the top of my head, and I finally sat back and I looked up and I said, who's doing this? And I heard Joan's voice, the woman who was a friend of mine. Her name was Joan, and she said, it's me. She was an older Italian grandmother with a distinct voice, and I recognized her voice immediately, and I said, Joan? And she said, yeah. She said, this is how we heal on this side, and I'm sending it down to you. Don't you remember our bargain? And so she channeled this information to me for really many, many months. And then I finally realized that, like, she was my student when we were here on Earth. I taught her metaphysics and healing, or, you know, we talked about it, and it was obvious that she didn't know much about it. And she was channeling me vast amounts of information. And I finally said, you know, Joan, with all due respect, you couldn't have known this. You couldn't be able to figure this out in the short period of time that you've been deceased. So I want to know who really is doing this. And I looked up and I saw Joan smiling down at me, and then her husband, who was a physician, was like above her and feeding her the information. And then above her were some of the teachers, Dr. Sutherland and Dr. Stone, who they're deceased, but they had developed cranial work and polarity, and then a whole bunch of people who I didn't recognize, going all the way back to Pythagoras, who Pythagoras developed the Lambdoma keyboard and theorized that everything out there has an address, including our body, and that address is a sound harmonic, or it can be a light frequency, but that the frequency is what gives the things the addresses. And so the information basically comes from Pythagoras and has gone from dimension to dimension to dimension until it was channeled down to me. So I don't take any credit for it. I readily say this is where it came from, and it's very effective is what I've been finding. But there's a real major spiritual hierarchy that has wanted to get this information to this plane, and they've decided that I'm the guy. As I look back at my life, my whole life has been in training to be able to receive this information. that I studied music from, like, I was 8 years old. I've been studying music, and then I started studying metaphysics and went into doing healing work, and combined the two of them in this work. So it was like I was a prime candidate for this information to be channeled to me or to this plane. And without any part of my life, I would have just looked at this material and had absolutely no idea what it was. But as it was channeled to me, and I knew exactly what it was, exactly how to use it, and exactly how to get it out to the populace. I do think it will significantly replace the allopathic medical condition as we know it, or the medical system as we know it.
Well, this sounds like a life mission. How long did it take you to get this into place?
Well, the near death I had was in 1999, the first one, the end of November. The end of November 1999, and I think I started channeling this material around 2002, 2003, and then 2004 I had the shock finished, and then it took another couple years to figure out the whole body, the frequency of all the different organs and all of the different functions of the body. And then, I started traveling around the country, and it's ongoing. So as you said in the interview, I had four more near-death experiences happen to me in November of 2011, and after that I figured out more stuff of the chakra pedal system, which the chakra pedal system is really the embryological timeline or sequence of energies that come in and create the fetus. We come from another dimension, and in that dimension you can regenerate tissue. So that's why the fetus can develop tissues. But on this plane, we usually can't do that. That's why if you cut your hand off, you usually don't regenerate your hand. We've cut ourselves off from the dimension that is possible at, whereas the fetus is connected to that. And that energy comes in and creates what we call physical form, which is really just another form of energy. If you know quantum physics or string theory, we're all vibrating at the same frequency, and so it seems like we're physical. It has the appearance, and we can interact on what we call a physical level, but it's just a dense form of energy. And to come to this plane, you need to go through a certain frequency, and that's where basically the fetus goes through and forms in gestation or during the embryological period. And I figured out what that frequency is and then applied it to the chakra pedal system. And so I should be able to generate tissue. I just figured that out in the last couple months or so, so I haven't had the time to actually try it. But the theory is pretty sound, and it should work.
What are harmonics, and how does that work?
Okay, harmonics, well, let me go back to, first, the sound that you would listen to when you listen to a piano or a guitar or a radio or your iPod or something, usually that's averaged music. And if you take like a sound spectrum going through, what they do is they divide it in certain ways. A harmonic will divide that sound wave very, very precisely so that everything is equal. But in that point, then the notes that are produced don't necessarily fit together the way the notes of a piano would or notes of various instruments. See, and so it would be very difficult, say, for me to play with someone who's playing a piano if I'm playing harmonics. Even though a piano generates harmonics, they're averaged together so that all the notes come out sounding equal. However, harmonics are very specific frequency. They're complete frequency in and of themselves.
Today we are with Mr. Darrell Brand. He is a registered biodynamic cranial sacral therapist, a polarity practitioner, a licensed massage therapist who speaks, practices, and teaches nationally here on the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Brand, tell us, what is embryology?
Embryology, as I was explaining, is the development of the fetus in the womb. It's after conception, the cells start to come in, and in my view is that it actually comes in from an energetic plane and creates. People who view things more at a physical level will view it differently, but I view that basically there's an energy behind everything that happens, and that energy is what creates the embryological sequence. See, and what happens, if you study embryology at all, the fetus will develop to a certain degree in about 2 weeks, and then it will start back at the very beginning again and further develop what had developed, and then it will go through a sequence once again and further develop what it has developed in the first 2 weeks. It's like it cycle around, and what that cycle that it cycles around each 2 weeks are the chakra petals. The chakra petals are basically the energetic, the embryological, or the chakra petals are the architecture of the body, the energetic architecture or template for the body. And it uses that embryologically to develop. And that's what I just figured out just really about 2 months ago, as I said previously. See, and so embryological is basically the development of the fetus.
And lastly, what is the chakra system?
Okay, the chakra system is part of our energetic our energetic template, and is the basic foundation for our body. It's everything out there has an energetic template to it. Without the energetic template, it couldn't exist. And so the chakra system is our energetic template. The petals are actually the frequency that create the various body parts, from each organ to each tissue to the brain to the arms to the legs. All of those have an energetic template behind it, or architecture behind it, and that template or architecture is the chakra system, the chakra petal system. There's really many different energetic templates that come in to form, like the astrological frequencies of the planets, the cranial system. All these are different templates of the body. However, the chakra system is one of the major ones.
Mr. Brand, where can our listeners find more information and also be in contact with you online?
Well, you can go into my website, www.harmonicsofhealing.org, or I have some videos up on YouTube under my name, Darrell Brand, DarrellBrann. And anybody can contact me through email at dbrand1@gmail.com.
Very good. We've been speaking with Mr. Darrell Brand, who is a registered biodynamic cranial sacral therapist, a polarity practitioner, also a licensed massage therapist who speaks, practices, and teaches nationally. And the website of reference, once again, is harmonicsofhealing.org. Mr. Brand, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.